I just wish I could have been on the red carpet last night so I could answer inane questions like, tell me about your journey. It's 8:10, Monday, March 11th. Dean Richards has the Entertainment Report, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design.
Bob, what are you wearing?
The question has to be now, what's the story of your wardrobe?
Yeah.
That's what they do
what
now.
What does your wardrobe say about your story?
That I don't care.
One of the many reasons that I hate red carpets, the bane of my existence.
Not enough off the rails embarrassing speeches last night. What did you think?
It was a nice show. There was nothing too crazy. We did have an Emma Stone who had a wardrobe malfunction.
I enjoyed that.
When she won, funny. She said that her dress was broken and was like holding up the top of her dress the entire time.
Don't look at the back of my dress, she said. That was great.
As she turns around and leaves. That was really, the best parts of any award show are the unexpected things that happen, and there really wasn't very much of that. I think there may have been some surprise on the part of the producers when Al Pacino, who presented the Best Picture Award, apparently forgot to read the 10 nominees for Best Picture and went right into announcing who the winner was. That may have been one of the moments. But, the show, I liked that it started early. That was nice. Even though the show started late. It was 9 minutes past its scheduled starting time because people couldn't get into the theater because protesters were clogging up the streets around Hollywood, and people couldn't actually get into the theater. But they eventually did start the show. And then once they did, it was, one winner after another. Here's a little montage of some of the big winners from last night.
Here it comes. And Maria, I see Oppenheimer. Yes. Christopher Nolan Oppenheimer. This is Cillian Murphy.
And the Oscar goes to Emma Stone.
This is
Devine.
Very, very excited in announcing that one there. Those are your top winners. And Oppenheimer was the big winner of the night. 7 was the lucky number for them. They went into the night with 13 nominations. They came out with 7 wins, including Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor, Best Cinematography, Best Film Editing, Best Score. It was a great night for that great film. I said that the wild card was going to be whether in the category of Best Actress, and as we'd mentioned, Emma Stone won Best Actress for her role in the movie Poor Things that wound up taking 4 Academy Awards last night. Still a pretty good performance for that. So Lily Gladstone was denied. The movie Zone of Interest won 2 awards, including Best International Film. The Holdovers, Barbie, and American Fiction all won one apiece. Killers of the Flower Moon and Maestro completely shut out, which was a little bit of a surprise. The Best Animated Feature went to The Boy and the Heron. Billie Eilish and Brother Phineas won Best Original Song for What Was I Made For? And also, I think worth pointing out, the film that won Best Documentary Feature has a Chicago connection. The winning film was called 20 Days in Mariupol, that is the story of a family from Ukraine who kind of gets settled into Ukraine just about a month before the war started and had to relocate, and they relocated in Chicago. So that story comes directly to our doorstep last night. Let's take a listen to what some of the winners had to say. We've got who we're going to hear here, because sometimes it's difficult to Catch It. We've got Emma Stone. We've got, after that, we've got Cillian Murphy. We've got Dave Vine, Joy Randolph, who won for Best Supporting Actress, Christopher Nolan, Billie Eilish, and her brother Phineas, and Robert Downey Jr.
My dress is broken. I think it happened during I'm Just Ken. I'm pretty sure. The other night, I was panicking, as you can kind of see, happens a lot, that maybe something like this could happen, and Yorgos said to me, please take yourself out of it. And he was right, because it's not about me. It's about a team that came together to make something greater than the sum of its parts.
Chris Nolan and Emma Thomas, it's been the wildest, most exhilarating, most creatively satisfying journey you've taken me on over the last 20 years. I owe you more than I can say. Thank you so much. Every single crew member, every single cast member on Oppenheimer, you guys carried me through.
I have to give a special shout out to my publicist. And I know y'all said don't say nothing about no publicist, but you don't have a publicist like I have a publicist. You have been by my side through the entire thing.
Thank you for those who've been there for me and believed in me my whole career. Dan, Michael, my brother Jonah, my family, and the incredible Emma Thomas, producer. Producer of all our films and all our children. I love you.
Thank you to our parents forever and ever and ever. Thank you to my best friends, David and Rat, for listening to all my music. Thank you to Claudia for listening to all my music.
I want to thank my best friend, Zoe, for playing Barbies with me growing up and being by my side forever. I want to thank my dance teachers growing up. I want to thank my choir teachers, Miss Brigham. Thanks for believing in me. Miss T, you didn't like me, but you were good at your job.
I'd like to thank my terrible childhood and the Academy in that order. I'd like to thank my wife, Susan Downey over there. She found me a snarling rescue pet, and you loved me back to life. That's why I'm here. Thank you.
Yeah, that's Robert Downey Jr.'s first Academy Award after his long career.
Leave it to him to always come through with a good speech. I'll tell you something, Dean. Jimmy Kimmel sure doesn't do the Bob Hope or Johnny Carson pause on the punchlines. He just does the rapid fire. He doesn't wait around for laughs or no laughs, does he?
No, I think that's very, it's very signature of his late night show. If you watch it, his monologue is bang, 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 bang. I mean, it's there's no pausing for timing. Right. You know, something that most comedians will tell you is essential. They learned that all from Jack Benny to take a nice pause, even look to the side, relax a little bit.
Not him.
No, I thought he was okay. I thought the monologue was okay. I thought he seemed a little mean at times. It's not something that he normally is. He brought some of his signature bits that he does on his show. He had his sidekick, Guillermo, serving tequila shots to the entire audience. That was kind of interesting. And if you didn't stay up late, you missed something that happened. In which apparently former President Donald Trump put on, I forget the name of his social media thing.
Truth Social.
That he's got. He put on Truth Social, he slammed Jimmy Kimmel big time on his saying that, he's the worst host ever. They should find somebody else. He just went after him. Jimmy Kimmel also had a chance to retaliate. Take a listen to this.
I just got a review, and has there ever been a worse host than Jimmy Kimmel at the Oscars? His opening was that of a less than average person trying too hard to be something which he is not and never can be. Get rid of Kimmel and perhaps replace him with another washed up but cheap ABC talent, George Slopanopoulos. He would make everybody on stage look bigger, stronger, and more glamorous. Blah, blah, blah. Make America great again. See if you can guess which former president just posted that on Truth Social. Thank you for watching. I'm surprised you're still watching. Isn't it past your jail time?
So they both got their shots in at each other. And really, there wasn't a lot of political anything on the show. That was the most political thing. There was a couple of references to the fighting in the Middle East, the hostages, the violence that was going on. But compared to past Oscar shows, not a very political show at all. Mm-hmm. Another of the highlights on the show last night was a reference to something that happened back in 1974 when a streaker ran across the set while David Niven was making a presentation. So last night they had John Cena, the actor wrestler, allegedly he was going to do the same thing, decided at the last minute not to, but he did like kind of inches away on the stage holding the envelope with the winner's name in it in front of, the parts that are you're not allowed to see on TV. So I think that may have been the first intentional naked person ever on the Oscars.
Yep.
What else did we have? Oh, the big highlight for me was Ryan Gosling. I did not expect to get this huge, big song and dance number. But we also had last night from him and Emily Blunt, Ryan Gosling from the movie Barbie, Emily Blunt from Barbie, a little Barbenheimer cat fight that took place.
Hello, Emily.
Wow. Bit of a frosty hello.
Not at all. No, I'm just happy that we can finally put this Barbenheimer rivalry behind us.
That's right. That's right. Here's Ken and Kitty. Just leaving all that fodder in the dust, exactly. Guys, right? And the way this award season's turned out wasn't that much of a rivalry, so just let it go!
It's true. You guys are doing very well, Congratulations.
Thanks.
But I think I kind of figured out why they call it Barbenheimer and they didn't call it Oppen Barbie.
Why?
Well, I think you guys are at the tail end of that because you were riding Barbie's coattails all summer.
Thanks for Ken-splaining that to me. Mr. I need to paint my abs on to get nominated. You don't see Robert Downey doing that.
You're kidding.
Robert
You're
Downey
kidding.
Did not paint his abs on.
This is insane, Emily. This has got to stop.
Yeah, that was very funny. And this dance number, song and dance number with all the dancers and all the Kens was really great. And speaking of cat fights that might take place.
Tonight that's going to be Oscar worthy on News Nation.
I bring you to the Chris Cuomo show on News Nation tonight, where his guest, a guest you would never ever expect to be with Cuomo, is going to be former Fox News pundit, I guess you might call him, Tucker Carlson. Chris Cuomo has been very, very critical of him over the years. Tucker Carlson has not been so complimentary of Chris Cuomo through the years. But they have a conversation tonight, and they talk about the Putin interview. They talk about lots and lots of different things. I don't know if they got into Tucker Carlson getting fired at Fox or not, but Cuomo is he doesn't hold anything back, so
no.
I think it's going to be pretty interesting.
Well, they'll get into Fox, and also they'll get into some comments that they each made about each other, and that's why my spies tell me they're going to go into Tuesday night with this, but it all starts tonight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 7 o'clock on News Nation.
I would have asked some questions about, the movies, what makes you whole as a person,
What's your story?
Yeah, all the stupid red carpet questions. That's what I would have asked.
Thank you, Dean. We'll talk to you tomorrow.